Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Well, today we're going to be traveling up north in New York State to one of the most popular destinations for the Hudson Valley residents that we keep informed. And we're going up to Lake George. We're going to be visiting with Gina Mitzer, who's the executive director of the regional, the Lake George Regional Chamber of Commerce and Convention and Visitors Bureau. Gina, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
Well, I'm thinking the leaves are going to be changing. You know, it's time for a whole new season, and you guys always have so much to do year round. So we want to touch base so everybody can plan ahead, get their hotels booked, you know, and have a lot of fun up there.
Well, we're looking forward to welcoming them. And right now in the background, you may or may not be able to hear a lot of hot rod noise. Right now we've got the Adirondack Nationals that have slowly been loading in. And so this weekend is all about classic cars and hot rods throughout Lake George, as well as in downtown Glens Falls. They have the Vet Fest with beautiful Corvettes on Sunday. So, you know, we've already had some burnouts on the street. You can see the marks on the pavement. And we follow that up the following weekend with the Hemmings Concours d'Elegance, which beautiful Hemmings motor cars. And again, that's basically a festival right here in downtown Lake George, in the Village at the Festival Common Space. And those are, you know, really well-known. Anybody who likes anything about cars, this is the place to be over the next couple of weekends.
You do this year, every year? So if somebody can't get there this year, they can plan for next year? Same time?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah. And then the Adirondack Hot Air Balloon Festival, if you've never been to that, that is spectacular. Now, I just had my first one 2 years ago, and even though I'd lived in upstate New York for 30 years, I'd never been here. And oh my gosh, it's the most beautiful weekend of over 100 hot air balloons, and you can touch them. I mean, you can go and actually see them in the morning before they take off, or the moon glow in the evening, and interact with the actual owners and the balloon pilots, and it's really a phenomenal weekend.
What's the date on that, so we know?
That's September 19th through the 22nd.
Okay, good. So there's still time for that? Yep.
Yes, there certainly is. And then, you know, we end the month really with a lot of food festivals, from Cheese Festival in Washington County up through the Taste of the North Country in Glens Falls to a few music-free events up in Bolton. So there's lots of those kinds of events, whether it's corn mazes or mazes in general up in Ticonderoga to just or Fright Fest, which begins later in the month and through October at the Six Flags. So there's actually something going on every weekend.
All right. Let's go back to talk about the food festival up in Glens Falls. Is that like a civic center and different restaurants come in, or how?
Actually, yes. So that is in it's put on by the Kiwanis, and there's close to 50 food vendors all around City Park.
Okay. And then what date is that? We want to make sure everybody can know the date so we can get up there the right time.
Yes, and I just turned the page.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I had it here on my little cheat sheet.
We got a half hour, so we can really give a little bit of information about these guys.
Yeah. We'll keep going, and then I'm going to find out while we're chatting.
That's fine. Yeah. So right now, you've got the leave changes, so you're going to have people taking drives. You're going to have your big events. You have really huge events that you plan every year, and the people have to plan ahead for those. And then you've got your regular attractions too. So,
Like people are already planning ahead for, let's say, the Warrensburg annual world's largest garage sale. That's in the first weekend of October.
I've heard of that.
Yes, and that is a big deal. People come from all over for that, and they can still camp as well as stay in hotels, motels, glamping, and there's a lot of great deals on a variety of accommodations.
Oh, that's good too. So your website would probably have a section with the deals, or
yes, there's last minute lodging and packages and that, all of that.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, you've got farm markets and apple picking? You're doing stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, apple picking is a little in Washington County. There's Hicks Orchards, and then actually some in Saratoga County at Saratoga Apple. And those are relatively nearby in the area. And then we always send people a little further north because there's such great, so many orchards when you go further north towards the Plattsburgh area.
Oh, okay. I see. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we're more of the maple folks here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When we...
Oh, yeah. You're still going to have the boat cruises and, you know, maybe go into some of that. Because I would think a cruise while the leaves are changing would be fantastic, right?
Yes, and actually there's a variety of boat cruises, whether it's, you know, food, you know, lunch, dinner cruises, as well as just the hour cruises. And all of that can be found on our website, whether it's the Lake George Steamboat Company or Lake George Shoreline Cruises. Both offer a variety of cruises. And, you know, with depending on your budget and what day you want to come and or time. So those will all be through mid to late October.
Okay, that's great. So that'll take you right through the season. That's Fort William Henry, the historic sites are open for the fall?
Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah. What do you
You're
have
leading
going?
Me right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the Fort William Henry, everything from ghost tours, walking ghost tours in the evenings, and family fun nights to 18th century military demonstrations.
Oh, wow.
So those are happening now through the end of October as well. So even through Columbus Day, you know, that's always a big weekend as well when people have an extra day to enjoy the fall colors and the season.
You're only like 2 hours from the Mid-Hudson area where I am. I tell you, it's a nice easy hop, you know, it's a good trip.
Yes.
Yeah.
We send a lot, believe it or not, from the Welcome Center and from the village of Lake George for people that have come, our Canadians, we send down there to for a variety of things, everything from earlier in the season, you know, the things that are going on at the Rhinebeck Fairgrounds to, you know, the bridge. You know, everybody wants to walk the bridge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so take us on a little quick tour of some of the... Oh, what about the rodeo? Is that going to be in the fall or do they close after the summer? Do you know? Because that's a really nice... A lot of people can't go to a rodeo, so that's the place to go.
I know.
And I heard they had a great barbecue buffet, so I don't know if that
still
goes on.
Oh, they do. They really have a phenomenal barbecue. And I know I've had three different groups there this summer, both family and business groups that were phenomenal, had never been to a rodeo in their life.
Wow.
And they thought the food was fantastic.
If somebody wants to bring groups up like business or, you know, family reunion, I mean, you can do quite a bit up there.
Yes, with the variety, again, going back to depending on your budget and the type of accommodations and, you know, from a business meeting, everything, you know, up to 500 people at the Sagamore to something a little smaller. Yep. It could be a family reunion of 25, you know, so we can work with that through our Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau right here in our office.
Yeah, yeah. I would think that's a great destination. Everybody would want to go there. You know, everybody in the family would be happy with that.
Yes, we see a lot of family reunions.
Now, do you have any kind of special restaurant things going on? I mean, you got the taste of thing and
yes. So Restaurant Week actually begins next Sunday. So that's the 15th through the 21st. And so far, I think there's 15 restaurants. We have a few new folks, new restaurants that came on board. East Cove, which is a brand new steakhouse. They were very well known, and the owners closed and purchased by new owners. And I was just there the other night. I highly recommend the steaks. Just a beautiful menu. And then Gaslight is also a new restaurant locally. But in addition, we have some of our favorites from the Boathouse, which is further north, not quite into Bolton, to the Sanssouci, which is on the east side of the lake, and quite a variety in between.
Oh, that's great. You got something for everybody, I think. I used to go up to the Lobster Pot like 30 years ago.
Lobster Pot is on the list?
Yeah, I love that little place. What a nice restaurant. You know, and you go back, you want to go back each year to go to the same place, and you want to try new ones, too. So you have a quandary with that. But we've done the dinner with the cruise. That's just fantastic, just wonderful. You've got new accommodations up there that you might want to tell everybody about? Or?
Yeah, actually, so some relatively new hotels. Actually, we're getting ready to cut a ribbon on the Fairfield Inn, which is at exit 18, right off of the Northway. Beautiful downtown Glens Falls is the Queensberry Hotel, which the owners have put, and that's a historic hotel, and the owners have put millions of dollars to restore that to its original grandeur.
Wow.
You know, back in the, from the 20s through the 50s, like what it was then. So they've really brought that back to life. And then coming up through into Lake George, everything from the Courtyard by Marriott. People can get their Marriott points in the village of Lake George. And through to, you know, there's always something going on at the Blue Water Manor, which is further north, closer to Bolton Landing. And then into Bolton Landing, you do always have the beautiful Sagamore, which is forever updating the grandeur of their property.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice, that's a terrific property. You got to book ahead on these guys, though, right? They shouldn't be waiting till the last minute.
Yeah, that's true. We do have a little last-minute lodging page on our website just because we do get those questions. We just had some people pull into our office this morning to say, hey, you know what?
I
need a trailer for my beautiful car that I brought for this weekend to show off.
Yeah, you don't need to just show up and then look for that was the wing and a prayer stuff that maybe you can get away with years ago, but not anymore. That's
Exactly.
So you still have camping going on then, and you do have the regular hotels?
Yeah, so camping goes on. Yep. Through and I know that there's several deals happening as well, both what I've read from everything from the Lake George RV Park up to the Lake George Escape. Mm-hmm. Some of them have a buy one, get one for campsites, and that's definitely something to check out. Because we have a variety of camping options. So if you want to rent a cabin on a property to, you know, bring your own camper to the tenting, so and some glamping. So there's quite a few options for that. And certainly we can help with anybody who has interest in that.
The website has, how are you organized with the website? You have different sections for different needs?
Yes, everything from biking and hiking, attractions, things to do, to accommodations. And then accommodations, you can break it down to, you know, the types. If you're looking for something on a lake versus camping versus, something in the woods, you can segment by that. And maybe you need to bring your pet. Who's pet friendly?
Yeah.
We see more and more folks that are traveling with their pets, and more options for folks bringing their pets.
Yeah. Now maybe go through some of the outdoor possibilities. So you've got bike trails, or what kind of?
We have a variety of bike trails, and there's actually a great brochure on that, all about, and that can be accessed from our website as well. But all about whether you need something easy and flat versus more adventurous that has. A hilly terrain and depending on the bike that you have. But hiking, I know I've already been through my summer bucket of fun. I hit three mountains myself. Mm-hmm. Pinnacle, which was a beautiful, beautiful hike in Bolton Landing. Just this past weekend, I did the Hadley Mountain Fire Tower. That was a little bit more strenuous for me. I haven't been a hiker all my life, so this is my summer to learn that and to really know what I needed in my backpack and the right shoes and to really enjoy the beauty and the workout that you do get as well.
Yeah.
The other fun thing I've been doing this all summer and will continue into the fall has been the waterfall, what we call chasing waterfalls. So we've been to a few Shelving Rock Falls, which is on the east side of the lake, which is beautiful. And that's a nice little easy hike to the falls. There's some falls up, again, in the Bolton area near Up Yonder Farm, which actually also has a little butterfly corral. They have a nice little hike there at Up Yonder Farm, but also a butterfly corral. And then further north up into Hague, there's a few waterfalls there as well. So there's a whole, again, on the website, you can find waterfalls throughout, just like you can in the Catskills. And, we tend to hear people like to, if they're coming here for fire towers, then they're also doing the fire tower challenge in Catskill, Catskills as well.
Yes. Are there any kind of amenities as far as all-terrain vehicles? Sometimes we get requests, can you bring those all-terrain vehicles and
yes, so those the all-terrain vehicles, a lot more of that happens in the winter.
Okay.
When they're doing racing and everything on the lake during Winter Carnival. I don't see as much on the road this time, unless people are doing it on their private property.
Mm-hmm.
But I see more in the winter, quite honestly.
Okay, good. So they could plan to come up, and there are things you can do with that. That's pretty good. I'm trying to think. Now, the other... To me, I'm getting into shopping season for the holidays, so maybe you could talk about some of your shopping, because you've got outlets. You've got a lot of stuff up there for shopping.
Yes. So the outlets are always on easy breezy. Everything from there's a new Vera Bradley store at the outlets, in addition to L.L. Bean, Coleman. I know we were all just in and out of their store because they had some fantastic deals. And there's still quite a bit of wonderful deals for back to school. You know, if you haven't gotten everything for back to school, the outlets are still a great opportunity to everything from, you know, backpacks and shoes to the everyday basics that you might need. But then there's, for women who are more savvy, you've got everything from Eddie Bauer and Nautica to, you know, quite a few others.
So you've got a couple dozen shops probably up there.
Yes. There's probably more like 60.
Wow, that's big.
80. Yeah.
They used to have a restaurant called the Log Jam or something. Is that still
the
up
Log
there?
Jam? Yes,
are
and they are.
That was a great restaurant too. I remember.
It still is a great restaurant.
Yeah. And
actually, it's part of Restaurant Week, but they have probably the best salad bar.
Yep.
You know, everybody who comes there remembers that, but also traditional great sandwiches and entrees. But the Log Jam is right there in the middle of the outlets.
Yeah.
Open daily for lunch and dinner.
Wow. When you remember it like over 20 years, you know it was pretty good because that was a long time ago. So.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, that's good. Now, you probably have some shops on your main street too, like boutique-y kind of things. Maybe you could talk about what you're selling over there.
There's everything from jewelry to, you know, your basic t-shirt shops. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of my friends who come to visit, you know, everybody wants something that says Lake George.
Yep.
And I think that there's been more discernment with regard to, you know, now there's beautiful handcrafted mugs with the lake etched and carved into it.
Nice.
At some nicer shops, you can still go to Wax and Wicks and make your own candle. We find that to be a lot of fun for, we've seen a lot of bachelorette parties.
Uh-huh.
So they've come to the Adirondack Winery to have a wine tasting, and then they've gone around the corner to make a candle together, and then they've all gone out on a boat together.
That's nice.
Yeah. There's a really fun tiki boat that you can take out in groups of up to 12 for that.
Uh-huh. Boy, I hope everybody listening down here in the Hudson Valley, they're going to look for ideas for those kind of events. That's a great opportunity. That's a really nice thing to do. I never heard about anything like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, the tiki boat is fun, and actually the owners of that, they had smaller boats, but they had so many requests for a larger boat that this year they had a new boat made, and now they've got another new one being made right now for next year.
Uh-huh.
Because, again, more and more groups want to go out, whether it's bachelor parties or family reunions or just, you know, people that are, you know, camping together as an extended family. So we're seeing more of that.
That's fantastic. Now, you mentioned, let's talk about breweries and wineries, because that's of high interest. And what kind of things do you have up
there? Well, we have the Adirondack Craft Beverage Trail.
Oh.
So there's 25 producers on the trail that starts. It's kind of an extension. There's a Capital Craft Beverage Trail. So ours kind of begins where theirs ends. So at Northern Saratoga through Washington County and up through Lake Placid. So everything from wineries, cideries, breweries, and everybody does it a little different. So, for instance, there's two different ciders, and one of them is a Prosecco style at the Adirondack Pub and Brewery versus a hard cider that's through a collaboration with, I think it's Saratoga Apple and Hicks Orchards and another brewer. So, there's different styles of what people would like. So we do have the Adirondack Craft Beverage website that you can get it through ours, but also just Adirondack Craft Beverages, that'll come up easily.
Okay, that sounds great, because that would be something, I think, in the fall. That's great, driving around, and you could also buy your Christmas gifts. You can give wine for a gift. I mean, there's quite a variety of things there, too. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. There used to be a big festival in Boston Lake or Boston Spa. It was an apple festival, and it was Night Orchards. Is that still around, Night Orchards?
I'm not familiar with Night Orchards, but I know Elms Farm, which is in the Ballston area, you know, because that's really more southern Saratoga.
Yeah.
So I know that they have pumpkin picking, and they've got the actual corn maze there, and that's Elms, E-L-L-M-S.
Okay.
With
Elms
two L's.
Farm.
And I know I went there many years ago when my son was younger, and we had a ball when he was a teenager. And, you know, when you have a teenager and they still want to do that kind of stuff, it was really fun.
Well, that's a real tradition. You know, when you've got traditions and things continue, and it's wonderful, and it becomes joy for the younger generations and all. Now, your area also has some nice museums. Can you let us know all the different kinds? You have cars, I mean, all kinds of museums.
So really, we highlight the Hyde just because they're doing so much more with regional artists, in addition to some national exhibits that come through later this fall. They have a Picasso tour coming through, an exhibit that starts actually October 6th.
Okay,
and that's through January.
Okay,
so it'll be here. It's Picasso, Braque, and Léger.
Okay,
and you know, a history of the 20th century art. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you've got the Adirondack Folk School that has where you can actually take a class and learn something new, but also buy gifts that were handmade in a folk style, whether it's an Adirondack basket or some pottery or that sort of thing. They also do a little boat building there as one of their classes.
Oh, wow.
Or the twig chairs, which I thought was really neat. So let's see, some other museums. You've got the Chapman, which is basically a historic museum, but they are also doing architectural walking tours of Glens Falls and other areas locally. And really, you know, you think about, you know, there was a lot of old manufacturing money here and paper mills, you know, that sort of thing, where the architecture spanned throughout the years from, you know, logging those different industries over centuries. So, you know, there is some really unique architecture with regard to that. Right now, there's also a really interesting exhibit up at the Bolton Historical Society, and it's all paintings from famous artists that actually came to this area.
Oh,
so not quite Georgia O'Keeffe, but others who, you know, similar to that, the style of Thomas Cole and the Hudson River painters, you know, you have a similar style that came up here just because we also had the Hudson, you know, the upper Hudson as well as the lake.
Yeah.
So some really beautiful things. And then, you know, you go a little further west and you've got the Adirondack Experience that is open. That's all about the Adirondack. So many may remember that it was once called the Blue Mountain Museum, Blue Mountain Lake. And they've really transformed that with interactive displays. And to give you a feel of what it was like to, you know, to be a pioneer in the Adirondacks to now, they have a taxidermy display you know, some creatures that you would have never known that somebody would have had stuffed and really honored. So I don't want to give too much on that because it's really an interesting exhibit.
Well, it's a nice eccentric kind of thing that, you know, people would want to see. Where was the Great Camps? Is that part of that also?
So the Great Camp Sagamore, that is also north and west of us towards Indian, you know, beyond Indian Lake and Blue Mountain Lake and Racket Lake and then in that area.
And I want to also tell people the Hyde. I don't know if you can look up that Picasso tour dates, but
the Hyde actually starting pretty soon, like around September 13th.
That sounds really big. And that family were, I think they were the family that owned Finch Paper, and they had an incredible collection of artwork. So you got the historic component of the property and the building, and then you got the art, and then you got these special events. So you want to make sure, if you're a museum lover, you want to make sure you get to the Hyde. That definitely is a good to include.
Yes, and actually you can see when you're actually in the Hyde, you can see the logs on a tributary of the river that because the Finch Prime paper is right behind the Hyde.
Oh, isn't
it? So you can actually see some of those logs that are...
Wow.
I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. And they're tremendous supporters of the community, really good family, I'll tell you. So, and Picasso, you don't get to see him too often when it's a tour kind of situation. So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. There was a car museum that was in Saratoga, I think.
Yes, the Saratoga Automobile Museum is right on the Saratoga Performing. Well, it's right near SPAC on the, you know, in the park, the Saratoga Spa Park. And that is a beautiful museum, especially, again, you know, we've seen a lot of these car shows come, and there's always a component to, you know, while you're in the area, you know, to definitely check out the Saratoga Automobile Museum.
Okay, that sounds good. I want to get your website again, too, because we're almost out of time. So,
But the website is lakegeorgechamber.com.
Okay.
And our phone number, 518-668-5755. And we have a live person that answers the phone.
Okay, Gina. Thank you so much. We're out of time, but I appreciate it. I hope we keep in touch as we go forward and see what else is going on in the future, too.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good fall. Marietta Allen, we're going to be wrapping it up for Weekend Magazine. I hope you have a nice trip.